Here's the story. Reuven hired a transporter, Shimon, to bring something, an item, an expensive item of his, to another Medina. And paid him a couple hundred bucks to do it. Shimon was not a professional mover. Takes his yeshiva shikar and he goes, takes the thing, you know. Lamaisa, what's in the gate of his yeshiva shikar? He doesn't have insurance. He's not a regular mover. He doesn't have a regular moving guy. Something happens to the item, he has insurance. Professional mover. He didn't have anything like that. He didn't claim to have it, and Reuven knew he didn't have it. Meaning that's part of paying a guy a couple hundred bucks. The yeshiva shikar means I'm not getting all the perks of a moving company. Anyway, Reuven, he hired Shimon. Shimon did the job the way he was supposed to. Be'etzim, he packed up the car, went to do the trip, drove carefully, everything was perfect. Problem was there was a wild driver on the car, on the road. He cut him off. He cut off the Shimon, some wild driver on the road. And Shimon had no choice but to veer off the road. There was no option. And the car flipped. Turned out there was a fire in the car. Everything got damaged. Baruch Hashem, he's okay. Shimon's okay. But whatever he was supposed to bring, obviously didn't get to where it was supposed to get to. But more importantly, it's gone. So, Shaila is, does Shimon owe anything? That was the Shaila. That was the original Shaila. That wasn't the Shaila I got. That was the original Shaila. They went to Rav. The Rav paskind, rightfully so, Shimon's an oinus. He's an oinus. You paid him. He's a Shem B'Sachar. Now, you guys remember, I'm sure, from Bav Metzia. He's chayiv in Vaveda. He's chayiv in Pshia. He didn't do anything wrong. It's not his fault that like some Meshugana cut him off the road. So he's oinus. Oinus is potter. So that's how the Rav paskens. They leave the din Torah, and Shimon tells Reuven, it's such a shame I didn't say Tfil Saderach that day. I usually make Tfil Saderach. When I travel from, let's say it's Muncie to Brooklyn, I usually make Tfil Saderach. It's a shame. I forgot to make Tfil Saderach. Who knows? Who knows what would have been if I would have made Tfil Saderach? And I was, oh! Now you're chayiv. It's your fault. You're not oinus. You yourself said you didn't say Tfil Saderach. And you yourself saying, if who knows, you would have said Tfil Saderach. So now that was the Shaila. And there was a little research done, you know, before they asked me the Shaila. And they found the Gemara. And the Gemara seems to validate this taina that the guy who, the transporter, Taka owes money because he didn't say Tfil Saderach. What's the Gemara? Because otherwise it sounds ridiculous. Because he didn't make Tfil Saderach, he owes you. What are you talking about? The Gemara, what does the Gemara say? The Gemara says, those of you who learned Bava Metzia by me last year probably remember the Gemara clearly. Daf Kuvav. The Gemara says, if you hire a guy to plant chitim in your field, the halacha is if he takes off the year and he doesn't plant, and he made up with you, if he doesn't plant the chitim, he has to pay you. The halacha is, he owes you $10,000 for not planting the chitim. That's the halacha. So, the case in the Gemara is, he didn't do what he was supposed to do. He told him to plant chitim, he plants iron. He didn't do what he was supposed to do. So he owes you $10,000. What happened is, there was a weather-related situation. Nothing grew. Nothing grew. All the area, all the fields in the neighborhood, nothing grew. So now the guy, Tina, is, you can't charge me for not planting the wheat, because just like my barley got rotten that I planted, whatever, everybody's fields rotted. You guys remember that Gemara, right? Those of you that learned it. So Gemara says that the sounds like a good claim, right? We're charging me for the chitim I didn't plant that would have anyway rotted. So Gemara says, no. The owner of the field has a taina. What's his taina? Rosh Hashanah, when I davened that my field, my chitim should succeed. You could daven for chitim. Who knows? If you would have planted chitim, Hashem would have makabel my tefillos. Tzadik goyes of Hashem mekayim. What do you say, Becker, Rabbi? How would you pass him? Don't bother me. I'm just got back to yeshiva. Let me get back into Choshe Mishpat. Is that what you're saying? But the Alta Sukhi, both can see it. What's up to Elam? You hear? Sounds like a good time. Right? But the Gemara comes out of my sin. That's how we pass him. That he has to pay him. So here we see that the davening is a real thing. It's not like, oh, it's cute. It's just like, oh, don't drain me a cup. So it's a real thing. Davening can make it or break it. So just like the Gemara Bava Metzia, it's saying that if you didn't say, because I planted not the thing that you davened for, I owe you money, because your tefillah would have been accepted. So who had done over here? The fact that you didn't daven, when you were supposed to daven, or you claim you were supposed to daven.
He should have davened for his own item. Why is he
daven? He's the driver. The driver has to daven. He should have. I'm not asking you, you should have driven that you have a safe drive. I'm not asking you to daven for my computer. You should daven for a safe drive. That's your drive. I didn't get into danger, you got into danger. So this is the guy's tying it. So now, this became a real shaila. So now they wanted to know how to paskin. This is a really gishmak shaila that I like to get involved in. That sounds like a gishmak shaila. So in this shaila, there's a part B, which is, how do we view damages that are not really tangible? Okay? 25 years ago, there was a ma'isa, a guy bought a new house. He bought mezuzahs. And for the first 2 years that he lived in the house, he had the worst mazel you can imagine. Business, financials, people got sick, accidents. It was like one big catastrophe. He decided he has to check his mezuzahs. They were brand new, but he's checking his mezuzahs. Checked his mezuzahs, they were shreklach. Shreklach. One of them was puzzled completely. The other one was missing the tagim. And there's a mishabur in Simul Amid Vav that says that the tagim saved from to all kinds of shadim and mice. Don't ask. So now the guy went to the cipher. Forgetting he wants his money back, which obviously gets his money back. He says, I want you to pay for all my damages. My last 2 years of Gehenim. You're mazik. So then when this mice, when I dealt with this story, so I gave Mamish a series of shiurim. I must have given 5 or 6 shiurim in my shul. Long shiurim on this topic. It's a huge topic. You could go through each piece of this. Koyach skula, not a koyach skula. Groma, is it called a groma? Even assuming that we could say that the mezuzah is vadai, the goyrim. It's a groma. Is it true for Sarashma about that? Is a school, or something that happens through a school, is that called an action? Reb Chaim Palachi has a tshuva, a guy at a special skula, if he takes a garment that's tomei with a beggar from a nida, whatever, and you pick it up by a fire, the fire goes out. They asked Reb Chaim Palachi, if there's a fire on Shabbos, could you do that to put the fire out? You're not going to put water on the fire. You're going to do a shtick, a heebie-jeebie stick. Is that called an action? You know, you guys don't have a Chaim Palachi. Let me get you this. I do have one. There's a cute, there's an interesting tshuva here. Imam says to him, halacha l'maisa, on Shabbos, are you allowed to go and put out the fire with the heebie-jeebie? So he has a tshuva here.
Does it actually work?
Yeah, it actually worked. If it didn't work, there wouldn't be a shaila. They actually put the fire out. It's in the way of Chaim. Let me just get you the tshuva here. Here we are. Simen Peches. Ha'im mutu lasei segula l'chaba is the leka. Shemarim beger amaluch luch padam nida keneger ha'esh. Umuvo b'sefer pachad Yitzchok. V'yesh kam kein laimer mizmo shiru l'ashem shir chodosh keneger ha'esh. K'mo yishakosim b'sefer. And then the fire will go out. He says, I have a mufurish gemara, says Reb Chaim Palagi. The gemara says in Masechet Sanhedrin, Loichshin l'chishas l'choshin v'akravin, k'dei shel yazik, v'ein boi mishum tzeda. You're allowed to say certain psukim to get the snake, to capture the snake. Well, you're not allowed to capture on Shabbos. Even if it's not a zakos nefoshes. The gemara says, why? Because you're not doing a ma'aseh tzeda. Is a raya that when you do something spiritually, it's not viewed as a real action. That's Reb Chaim Palagi's raya that you're allowed to do it on Shabbos. Who are then? You're potter from the zikin. Anyway, to make a long story short, in the case of mezuzah, I came out that the guy was potter from many sibis, but amongst them is what I told you. It's a groma at most. And it's a koich seguli, which halachically is not called an action. In fact, the Chassam Sofer says, how was Moshe Rabbeinu able to write 70 Sfarim the day that he died? It says he wrote 70 Sefer Torah. He died on Shabbos. So the Chassam Sofer says in his Tshuvas, he did it with Ashbaz Kulmas, he did it with Shemus. He didn't write it, he did it. It's not called an action. It's not called an action. So really, the Gemara, getting back to our Tfilas HaDerech, very hard to be Machayev a guy because of some kind of school that you did or didn't do. That's a Pella, right? But we do have the Gemara Bava Metzia. The Gemara Bava Metzia seems to say that we do look at davening as a real thing. In fact, the Bali Musar Chodesh Elul, this Gemara Bava Metzia is used by all the Musas for him. You see the Koyach HaTfilah, you could be Mighty Mammon. That's a good Musa Shmuz, it's not true Laloch. It's great Musa for Chodesh Elul. You see, Koyach HaTfilah! You could say that if by davening, it would have worked. For sure it would have worked. Enough that you could be Moitzi Mammon. Chas v'shalom. HaMoitzi Mechavel of Araya. Can't be Moitzi Mammon because maybe I'm such a tzaddik that my tefillah would work. What kind of business is that? The Teretz is Rabbi Yisad is an Or Sameach. There's an Or Sameach in Hilchos Chirus, and there's a Rav Aaron Leib Steinemann, Zecher Tzadik Livracha, and a Sefer Eilas HaShachar of Metzia Kuvav on that sugya. They both say the same thing. And that is, we are not charging you because of the tefillah. I hired you to plant chitim. And the deal was that if you don't plant chitim, you owe me $10,000. Right? That's the halach. Now, if you don't plant chitim, the halacha is, you owe me $10,000. That's the halacha. You didn't plant chitim. You owe me $10,000. It's the other way around. You want to now say that even though contractually you owe me $10,000, I for sure would have lost anyway, so I have no claim to you. Who says I would have for sure lost? It's the other way around. The employer is actually the employer is the muhsik. The employer has a contract that says that his employee owes him $10,000 for not planting chitim. The employee is saying, well, for sure it would have anyway rotted. No, who says? All I have to say is who says. I know it kills the whole Muslim art. I know. I'm sorry. I apologize. But it's a fact. The emes is Musar is of, emes is even more of. It's the truth. The truth is, you can't be Moitzi Mammon like that. You're being Moitzi Mammon because the guy breached his contract. The only is the Gemara is being the tefillin because the guy who's there is making such a claim that, what do you mean? It's true I'm in breach of contract, But I didn't make, you had no loss because of it. Yeah. Prove to me I had no loss. You have to prove to me I had no loss. You breached the contract. And guess what? The Osamech and Rav Aaron Leib Steinemann, I hold one mechavan to a marit. I hold a mechavan to marit. I'm going to show you a tshuvas marit. The marit says as follows. Tshuvas marit, it's in Kuf Chav Dalet. He says, Kol Oise Shaloi Brishos, anybody who acts illegally, Yodoy ala tachtoina. He's always a loser. Meaning if you breach a contract, you are a loser. He says, you know what my raya is? He's not even talking about this Gemara. He jumps to this Gemara Bava Metzia. He says, you know what my raya is? I am Bava Metzia. He says, what kind of time is that? Ella, he says, the word is, Shaloi Omad B'dibugoyu B'tanoi. So the Marit is telling us, it's not that you owe me money because of the davening. You owe me money, you're breaching a contract. I made a contract, you have to plan chitim. You didn't plan chitim. I made a deal with you, you don't plan chitim, you owe me $10,000. You owe me $10,000. You're saying, well, I have proof that the fact that I was in breaching contract, you didn't lose. Who says? All I got to tell you is, who says? Who says? Prove it. You prove it. That's the pshat. So now getting to our case, there's no shachas to our case. There's no contract. You're not contractually obligated to say tfil saderech. There's no such halacha. When I hire somebody to take something, he did everything according to the contract. So I paskin that the guy is potter 100%. But I said, you're going to regret for asking me this question. Because I hold that you owe him money. You owe him the money of taking the item. Let's say, for argument's sake, that the deal was to take it from Muncie to Baltimore. And let's say that this accident happened by Atlantic City. At the end of the turnpike. The New Jersey turnpike, for those of you that are familiar. Yeah? So Lamaisa, you owe him the amount of money it would cost to take this item to Atlantic City. He did his job. He did the first half of his job. You'll tell me, I never got my computer there. Never get it. So I'll give you a similar case. I'm a Shem Asachar. Exactly the same case like this. Shem Asachar. Shem Asachar. Hold on. Hold your horses. Hold your horses. I Shem Asachar. I hire a Shem Asachar. I tell him I'm out of town for a week. Yeah, I'm paying you $1,000. I'm going to be away for 10 days. I'm paying you $100 a day to watch my item. Okay? Day number 9, there's an armed robbery. A bunch of guys come with machine guns to the guy who I hired. He's potter. Right? Shem Asachar is potter on Einsen. And Liston Mizuyin, right? A bunch of chevra with machine guns is an Einsen. Correct? Vozokste. Maskin. Taloch is his potter, right? What do you do? Do you just shake hands and say he's potter? He makes a shuas Hashemim? No! Zokte Ktois! In Simon Shinhei, you have to pay him $900! He did his job. There was oinus at the end.
That's only you.
No, 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 no. If you say 10 days, $1,000, the same thing. It's not because I was trying to make it easy. Not everybody's so smart. I was trying to make it easy. It's proportion. And that's based on a sugya. That is based on a sugya in Bava Metzia, which you guys probably remember also. Ayin Tes.
I want it.
Did you learn Bava Metzia last year?
Yeah.
Did you do Dafayin test?
No.
Oh, you're lucky. Otherwise, this would have been a very uncomfortable situation we're in right now. But there's a Gemara on Dafayin test in Bava Metzia that says that if Reuven rented a donkey from Shimon to go to Baltimore, obviously, the Gemara is not talking about Baltimore, but Kegoin, Baltimore, and the donkey was a Stukah Shvacha donkey, and it collapsed in Atlantic City. So the Gemara says that even though you can't get from Atlantic City to Baltimore, so now you're stuck in Atlantic City, you have to pay him what it would cost to go to Atlantic City. How do I say in the Gemara? The Gemara says, you own the money to Atlantic City. The Gemara says, Marashuch, if he could hire people to take him from there to Baltimore, of course you owe him. Why shouldn't you owe him? He did half a job. The Gemara says, even if you can't. He's an artist. He did as much as he could do. There's nothing he neglected till here. Now, there is a Tosfos. There is a Tosfos. And Tosfos holds only if he can do something where he is. Like, he wanted to go to Baltimore to do business, he could do some business over here, because if he has no value at all from being there, so according to Tosfos, it could be, this would be a little better. It could be. It could be it's a little better, according to Tosfos. But, according to the Shulchan Aruch and Rambam, as long as he did the part that he was supposed to do, you owe him to that point that he, and then there was Einus. You owe him for what he did for you. You don't owe him for the hanor that you're getting. Tosfos may hold not like that. So that's what I said. That may be. So that, you could say, you could debate whether you owe him for what he did or not. It's totally a machlokes Tosfos and the Rambam and the Rashba. I'd rather machlokes like that you owe him, but at least there's a makom. But vada yipater. And we're coming out, whenever you mazik somebody with a koyach segula, you're potter. And the case above Metzia is an outlier, because over there, we're not using the segula to say why you're, to mechayev you, we're just saying the segula has a way to say you have no raya that it would have happened anyway. That's all. That's all we're using the Gemara above Metzia. Okay, hatzlacha guys. You understand? Rabbi Yitzchak, you understand? You understand? Exactly. If you hold that you're paying